Well, Hannah is with us from Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, and good afternoon to you.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for delving into some of these numbers. There's a lot of data that is put together in this report every year about visitors going to Pictured Rocks, and I see that there's a slight decline, so I wonder if that is of any concern, maybe with fees being changed at Pictured Rocks for certain things?
Sure, yeah. So we saw a very slight decrease in visitors in 2023 in comparison to 2022. So this past year in 2023, we saw just over 910,000 visitors. And that is quite a bit of a decrease from 2021 when we saw our most visitors on record at 1.3 million visitors. So that 2021-2020 years, we got over a million visitors for the first time ever, and that was mostly a product of increased visitation due to COVID. You know, people were out of work, looking for something to do, so a lot of them came up to Pictured Rocks. But we did decrease a little bit this year. But if you look at our overarching trends, we have been steadily increasing in visitation over the past 10 years or so. In 2010, we had under 500,000 visitors, and this past year we had almost a million. So it is steadily increasing quite a bit. You know, we did have a little bit of, you know, our visitor center was under construction this past year, so that may have affected a little bit of our visitation. But overall, we're still increasing quite a bit.
Isn't it possible for people to be at Pictured Rocks and not be counted?
If you're just driving H-58 and you don't pull into any of the overlooks or anything like that, it's possible that a traffic counter might not get you. But typically, if you're coming into, you know, Miner's Castle or Munising Falls, anything like that, you will likely be counted.
Okay, so what were some of the more popular, there's a lot to do and a lot to see in Pictured Rocks. What were the ones that people went to the most?
Yeah, pretty consistently, Miner's Castle is a really popular location for people to go and look at that rock formation. So we consistently see a lot of visitation there. The chapel area has really grown in visitation in the last few years. So that got quite a bit of visitation this past year. The trails really show it. There's been a lot of kind of foot traffic through there, and there's been a lot of social trails, unfortunately, developing in that area. And then Munising Falls also got a lot of visitation as well. That increased this past year, the visitation in Munising Falls.
So the last question, Hannah, is what are the folks at the higher-ups and throughout Pictured Rocks thinking about this year, this summer season? Are we expecting an increase? Are we expecting a decrease? So what are they getting ready for?
Yeah, you know, only time will tell exactly what the numbers will shake out to be, but those overarching trends are that visitation to Pictured Rocks is increasing slowly over time, but we're ready for it. You know, when visitors do come, we've been upgrading a lot of our facilities to handle that increased visitation. So those toilet facilities especially needed a lot of updating, and we saw that in 2020 and 2021. So we've been updating those, updating trails in other facilities as well. So when people do come, we're ready for them.
Hannah Blackburn with the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Thanks for doing this, and I'm looking forward to my next visit up there.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having you.